Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Is faith wishful thinking? Is faith taking a leap in the dark? What is faith? We'll talk about faith today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons on faith. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. takes a look in the book.
All right, for those of you who have your Bibles, open with me to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We're starting our faith campaign, and so I thought that we'll look at Hebrews chapter 11. And if you don't have a Bible, just stand to your feet out of just consideration for the reading of the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, and you'll find these words. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders receive a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speak it. I want to talk with you today on the subject, what faith in God can do. What faith in God can do. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, going to talk about what faith in God can do. What faith in God can do. We now come to what is the best known chapter in this book of Hebrews. It is a chapter on faith. Some people said that this chapter is the honor roll of faith. Some said that this is the hall of fame of faith. But it is a chapter that the author takes 40 verses to talk about one subject, and that subject is faith. Why did the author of this book of Hebrews take a whole chapter to talk about one subject, and that is faith? Well, a good preacher, he knows something about his audience. And so he tried to give his audience something that's going to help them. This author, he knew that he was speaking to, number one, some Jewish Christians. These Jewish Christians had came out of the religion of Judaism. And they had started their new walk in the faith of God. They was trying to walk by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. But along the way, they started running into some obstacles. They started running into some trials and tribulations. They started running into some persecutions. Folks started talking about them. They was accused and abused. And so the author says, I need to give them something that's going to strengthen their faith. I need to give them something that's going to encourage them to stay with the Lord. I need to give them something to let them know that the race is not to the fastest or to the swiftest, but it's to the one that endures until the end. That's why when he comes over to the 12th chapter of this book, he says, wherefore, seeing that we have surrounding us a great cloud of witness, he said, let us pull off every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So he tries to encourage them to hold on to your faith. But there was another group there in the church, and these were sinning Jews. These were some Jews that haven't put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. They were seeking the Lord, but they hadn't fully committed their lives to the Lord. They were still involved in Judaism. And they haven't came to Christ because they thought that Judaism was better. But what the author does in this book of Hebrews, he takes 10 chapters of the book to let them know whatever you compare Jesus with, Jesus is better. Oh, they say we can't come because we got angels, and angels can come and help us in our time of need. But the author of Hebrews let them know Jesus is better than the angels. They say, but we got Moses. You remember Moses. But the author say Jesus is better than Moses. They say, but we got Joshua. You remember Joshua? They say, yeah, but Jesus is better than Joshua. They say, yeah, but we got Aaron priesthood. You know, all we have to do when we sin, we just go to Aaron and take Aaron of one of these sacrificial offerings. But he said, Jesus is better than Aaron priesthood. But they say, but we got the lambs and the goats and the animals that has died for our sin and has covered and made the atonement for our sin. But he says Jesus have died one time for the sins of the whole world, and he have sat down on the right hand of God. In other words, Jesus done his job, and he done finished. Jesus is better. So he's trying to encourage those sinning Christians to go on and get on out of Judaism and come on and put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. Do you know whenever a preacher preaches, most of the time he's preaching to two separate audiences? He's speaking most of the time to two groups. One group is a group that have fully committed their life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. They have sold themselves out for the Lord. But life is kind of rough for them. The going sometimes get kind of tough for them. Even though they have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they're still going through some trials and they're going through some tribulations. They're not going to heaven on a ivory bed of ease here. They have to go across some rough roads. They have to climb the rough side of the mountain. Things get kind of hard and tough for them. And so they need to be encouraged to hang on in there. They need to be encouraged that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Morning is going to come. But then there is another group in the church, and that group hadn't fully committed its life unto the Lord. In other words, they straddling the fence. Anybody know what I'm talking about when I say straddling the fence? In other words, they got one foot in the church and they got one foot in the world. That the reason that they are straddling the fence is because when they look at Jesus and they look at the world, they think that the world is better. Oh yeah, that's why they can't come out the clubs yet, because they think that the clubs are better. But I stopped by to tell you today that Jesus is better than the club. That's why they can't stop drinking yet, because they think that Jack Daniel, Boom Farm, they think that TJ Swan, I'm going back now, they thinking that that stuff is better. But I come by to tell you today, Jesus is better than whatever your choice of drink is. That's why they can't lay down them left-handed cigarettes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, some grass. What do they call it? Some weed. They can't lay it down because they think that that's better. But let me tell you, Jesus is better than your grass. Somebody else may be on the hard stuff. They may be on the cocaine or some crack or some LSD or some heroin today. But let me tell you something. Jesus is better than crack. He's better than cocaine. He's better than heroin. Jesus will take you up. And you'll never come back down. Whatever you can compare Jesus with out there in the world, I stop by to tell you today, Jesus is better than anything that's out there in the world. So I want you to come on to faith today in Christ. I believe the author have you in mind today. Of whether you are saved or whether you are just seeking Christ and you haven't really fully devoted your life to the Lord, I believe that the author wants you today to have faith in Jesus Christ. Why is that? Can I give you three reasons about what your faith can do? The first thing about faith, when you got faith in the Lord, faith perceives the unperceivable. Did you hear what I said? Faith gonna help you to perceive the unperceivable. Look here in verse number one. You got your Bible? Look in verse one. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's one of the most quoted verses in the Bible. A lot of folks, they know about that verse there, but they really don't understand that verse there. They don't understand what it really means when the Bible says to have faith. What is faith? Faith is always in the presence tense. It says, now faith. But what is faith? Faith is believing in the present something that will be manifested in the future. Did you hear what I said? Faith is believing something in the present, but it'll be manifested in the future. It's believing that you have some, but you don't even see it yet. It's believing you got it before you see it. That's what I'm talking about when it says faith. And it's always in the present tense. It didn't say was faith. It didn't say will be faith. It said now. Faith is the substance. And it is substance. It's a foundation. It is something. You just hadn't seen it yet, but it is something. It's a present reality that you'll see in the future. It just hadn't been manifested yet. It says the substance of things hope for. Y'all with me now? Stay with me. Don't jump off the ship yet. Things hope for. Now let me explain, because most of the time we have this uncertain kind of hope. There's an uncertain kind of hope. That's the wishful thinking kind of hope. It's the thinking like we have, some of folks have today, they're rooting for the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, they playing against the Atlanta Falcons tonight on national television. And a lot of folks, they got faith in Tony Romo. They say, Tony gonna do it tonight. They got faith in the running backs. They got faith in old Dez Bryant there. They say they're gonna beat them tonight. They got faith, and they are hoping that they win tonight. They are hoping that they have a victory tonight. They are hoping that they won't have a losing record. They are hoping that they'll be a winning record tonight, all because they beat the Atlanta Falcons. But that's a hope that's based on uncertainty. That's a hope that's based on an uncertain reality. Why is that? Because they don't know what's going to happen in their future. They're just hoping that the Cowboys are going to win. It's an uncertain reality. But that's not what the Bible talking about. When the Bible talks about hope, it's based on a certain reality. You hadn't seen it with your eyes yet. You hadn't heard it with your ears yet. You hadn't tasted with your tongue yet. You hadn't touched it with your hands. But you know it's there, even though I can't see it, feel it, taste it, or touch it. It's based on a certain reality. Because the Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. In other words, it's not based upon wishful thinking. It's not like a lot of these fake teachers are trying to teach today. They're into this hocus pocus kind of religion, the name it and claim it kind of religion. They're just hoping that this woman here become my wife, or this man here become my husband. They are hoping that they get this car. They are hoping that they get this house. It's based on uncertainty. It's a stock market kind of religion. You know how it is when you play the stock market. You invest in these stocks and bonds and mutual funds, and you hope. You hope that your investment gonna pay off. That's based on speculations. But God's faith is not based on no speculation. It's based on a certain reality. And when you got faith, you'll be able to perceive that it's there. You'll be able to perceive your blessings has arrived, even though you don't see them right yet. But you know your blessings is right there. You can perceive it. Somebody else may say, I don't see it yet. I don't know what you're talking about. you can perceive it by faith. Just like how many of y'all here done seen God? You ain't seen God, but you done perceived God. You done perceive that God done showed up at a certain time. You done perceive that there was angels around you at a certain time. You can't see it, taste it, touch it with your eyes or hands or ears, but you just know, you know, you know. I don't know if y'all with me. Y'all Bible way, so I have to show you out the Bible. Turn with me to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 6. Are you with me, Bible way? 2 Kings chapter 6. Look at this text here. Some of you are worried about stuff that you got, but you don't know you got it because you don't see it. But you got it. You got to believe you got it even though you don't see it. That's faith. Look here, 2 Kings chapter 6. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the king of Syria had been warned against the king of Israel. But every time he would go out to attack Israel, Israel's king was ready for him. And so the king said, something is strange here. Every time we go out to attack, expecting us. They here waiting on us. Somebody must be betraying us in the camp. We got a betrayer in the camp. Somebody is telling the king of Israel our battle plans. And the folks said, no, king, it ain't nobody in our camp that's betraying you. It's somebody in Israel camp. It's that prophet, that man of God by the name of Elijah, he's getting the battle plans, and then he tell them to the king. And that's why they are waiting on us. He said, what we need to do, let's go and arrest Elijah. And so he sent his army out to arrest Elijah. And we pick up the story here in verse number 13. It says, and he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore sent he their horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and came forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, fear not. For they who are with us are more than they who are with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. In other words, the servant, he thought that they was in trouble because when he looked out there in the natural, they was all surrounded by the king's army. But when God opened up his eyes where he can see into the invisible world, he said, we ain't in trouble. They in trouble. Because it's more now with us than it is with them. Listen, when you got faith in God, I don't care how it look on your job. It may look like you outnumbered. It may look like it's more heathens out there than Christians out there. But I stop by to tell you today, it's more with us than it is with them. You just need to have faith in God. See, that's what faith is.
Bread of life sent down from the Lord.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us.
us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.